I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. One of the advantages of aging is that we have the opportunity to gain perspective. The passage of time, the ability to gaze at our life's journey through the rearview mirror, often enables us to cultivate a sense of priorities, to truly appreciate life's precious, often fleeting moments. And sometimes what seems relatively mundane in our lives can be a great teacher. Ralph Waldo Emerson once wrote, "The invariable mark of wisdom is to see the miraculous in the common." And that's what we hear from this week's essayist, John Walsh.
I had a fence put up around my backyard when my three children were all under the age of five. Our house stood just up the hill from busy Main Street in East Greenwich. I believed I needed a fence to keep my kids from wandering off. For several years, the fence did just that. Within its confines, my sons and daughter ran through sprinklers and chased our dog, tossed wiffle balls, and built snowmen. At the same time, nor'easters slammed the fence's flatboards. Squirrels gnawed on the wood. When frost heaves left four or five sections askew, I had to reset the posts. As my kids grew older, the backyard gave way to the front door in their daily comings and goings, and out they flew. To music lessons, basketball practice, drama rehearsals. Somehow, seemingly overnight, the fence's containment services were no longer needed. Good thing. When Hurricane Irene whipped through Rhode Island, one section of the fence flailed awkwardly, a wooden sail in the storm. The next morning, I used clothesline rope to tether the straying section to a nearby tree. Hurricane Sandy brought more damage. Two sections fell, and those still standing looked less proud by the week. I propped up the most tenuous sections with 2x4s, a Band-Aid fix at best. One blustery morning, I looked out my kitchen window and noticed another gap in the fence. I grabbed my drill. A 50-cent brace from Benny's would reunite the wayward section and its post. But when I leaned into my churning drill, the bit pushed right through the mushy, rotted wood. The brace and the screw fell to the ground, and the fence leaned as far as ever. As I searched for the screw in the leaves below, I thought of my children. My sons, now in their early 20s, were planning to move to Los Angeles to launch careers in the music industry. My daughter was asleep upstairs, perhaps dreaming of a college far from the backyard of her childhood. In less than a year, she would leave too. The fence had once reflected my deepest instincts as a father, to protect my children, to keep them close. Now, in its dilapidated state, I believe the fence stood for something else, the passage of time. And it was time to let go. I abandoned my repair and went back inside.
John Walsh is a partner in the East Greenwich-based communications firm Walsh & Associates. He writes a monthly op-ed column for the Providence Journal and shares essays and observations at johnwalshcopy.com. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.